Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the What's on Your Mind program. Hi, everybody. My name is Steve Hallstrom, sitting in for Scott Hennin today. I have, along with me, flanked on my left by super producer Kevin Flynn.
Actually, here. We're both on your right.
Are well, you both?
Don't ever put me on the left.
I was just about to say, I didn't realize Kevin was on anybody's political left.
Don't even.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Thank you.
So the other guy on my right is Todd Mitchell, and Todd, the super do everything man at K-Fire in Bismarck. Good morning, Mr. Todd. How are you today?
Good morning, Mrs. Hallstrom and Flynn. Yeah, it was kind of shocking to hear that there was somebody on Kevin being politically left of somebody. I mean, that kind of threw me off there. It's just about spraying coffee all over my board here. Thanks for
Well, it's good to have you guys with me, and good for me. I'm glad to be with all of you listening to the program here today across this great network that has been built, and we're very pleased to have a whole lot of things to talk about here with you on the show today. As I mentioned, my name is Steve Hallstrom, and if I've not met you, then, well, let's do it through the radio. I am one of the folks that works at The Flag in Fargo, and Scott Hennin and myself kind of lead the charge here. Scott is out today taking a couple days off after a crazy week last week that included a visit from Charlie Kirk to Fargo and then a visit from Scott and myself down to Tampa, where Charlie Kirk was hosting a Turning Point USA program. And Charlie Kirk, if you're not familiar with the name, get familiar quick, because he is building something amazing with the young people in our nation. And there were, I think, 5,000 basically college age, and you know, those young folks just out of college that were there listening to Charlie and a bunch of speakers. It was like a CPAC event, if you've ever been to a CPAC, with all the speakers they had, all kinds of people, a who's who in the conservative world, talking about where we go and what we do from here. And that's what we do on this program as well. The biggest message that Scott and I hear, and Todd and Kevin, too, from conservatives right now is, I'm concerned about the country, I want to know what's going on, and I want to know how to get involved. And the best way to do that is to keep connected to people and voices that you trust. And that's what we do here every day on the What's on Your Mind radio program. I do a morning show in Fargo with Kevin and Alex Taylor, and we talk about these things every single day, the things that matter to conservatives in our country. And that's why we're here. But this is your show as much as it is ours. And so we want to hear from you if you've got something on your mind today. You can call us at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or Chris on our producer here team as well at 701-352-8661. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, and we'll be glad to have your voice here. We like to say talk radio means you get to talk too.
You know, I knew Scott was going down to Tampa for this Turning Point USA, the student deal that was going on. I'm thinking, you know, it'll be a lot of college students, because Charlie's been to numerous campuses, so I'm sure it's a big time thing. Oh, let me deal. Well, I was over at our friend Tom Campbell's Lake Place on Friday, and Governor Burgum showed up from his cabin over on Pelican. We heard about the history of his cabin, and we're talking a bit. And Kevin Pfeiffer was there and some of our good friends. And so I took a picture, and I sent it to Scott. I said, hey, man, really wish you were here. We're having a great time. He sends me a picture back. I really wish you were here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture at dinner, and I see Charlie Kirk, and then I zoom in a little bit. Oh, it's Donald Trump Jr. and Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Mm.
I said, okay, you win.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see your picture of some guys at a cabin and raise you.
I'll raise you a Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah,
access.
How about that?
So I said, okay, you win.
This is the kind of world that our friend Scotty lives in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different existence than most of us have. No question about that. If you want a different existence when you wake up in the morning, you got to get a MyPillow. And our buddy Mike Lindell has been fighting this fight like, I don't know, like no other, I don't think, in terms of election integrity.
No one.
And he's put so much of his own money, so much of his time, his reputation up. The guy takes arrows left and right. every single day. Best way I can think of to keep some gas in that man's tank is support the business. Because that's what he's lost a lot of money because of the political shenanigans out there. So one way to make sure that we can keep him going is support his business at MyPillow. And Mike Lindell has got a new special, the six-piece towel sets. Originally $109.99. Listen to this now. $39.99. Limited time. Now, I'm not a math major, but that's like well over half off, okay? Mm-hmm. Multiple colors to choose from. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the radio listener specials, and enter promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Got a kid going off to college, maybe the towel set at the lake cabin or wherever you need, maybe at home, just looking like it's seen a better day. Get some new towels, and why buy them from anybody else than Mike? Promo code Scott or call 1-800-506-9028 when you go to MyPillow.com. You put in that promo code right there. Okay, there's a lot to talk about today. I have a question for you. I grew up on a hog and cattle farm in central Minnesota, and we've had a little bit of rain there, but it's been really dry there too. And this is a story for most of us. And we've been talking a lot about government programs with farming for years and years. I've got some buddies that farm here a little west of Fargo. And one of them said to me one time, he said, you know, see, we don't need the government programs. We don't need all that stuff. I'm like, really? I guess I've not heard that very often. He said, yeah, I mean, you know, we're good, solid, smart business people. We don't need the government's help to run good businesses here. And I thought, you know, that's an interesting comment because what we hear most of the time is the government needs to do more. So what I want to know from you, if you're in the farming community, which I know many of you are, you're trying to grow something, and I was on some of the talk radio town halls we did with the drought. I know how bad it is. I know guys up in Rugby are selling their herds, and I know that there's basically no nutritional value in any of the forage. I know that it's been difficult that way. But if you are in the camp where you have said that in the past, do you feel differently now? Would love to hear from you about that one. If you're in farming, do you feel like you need the government programs, especially at a time when we're seeing massive drought on that one? And love to hear from you on that today. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. That's one thing that we can talk about today. We are going to be joined in just a little bit by Ryan Rauschenberger. Ryan is North Dakota State Tax Commissioner, and he's going to talk to us about what the tax revenue has been from the fossil fuel industry. Oil, natural gas, we know that that propels our economy. And I chuckle a little bit at our friends on the left who all of a sudden they hate fossil fuels. I'm like, okay, do you realize if you want to get rid of oil, natural gas tax revenue in the state of North Dakota, do you know what that will do to our state's economy because of how much is pumped in, so to speak, to our economy from that activity? And it is a story that's not told nearly enough, because when Energy Transfer Partners has a pipeline, Dakota Access Pipeline, that suddenly comes under fire, I wonder if people in the state of North Dakota really know what that contributes. In Minnesota, with Line 3, with Enbridge, what's going on? It comes under political fire, and I wonder if we have done a good enough job as conservatives, as free market people, as people who have a balanced view of our climate and the ecology and nature and all of those things. I wonder if we have done enough to put a moat around those things so that they're basically bulletproof, because they should be at this point. This should be something that we say whenever there's a conversation about climate change or any of these other environmental fanatic stories that we hear. We should be able to say, yep, but not in our state. Look, we've got a good environment here. We take care of our land. We take care of our water. Look outside. Does it look like things are, you know, are the ponds boiling in your world? They're not in mine. As I walk outside, I see God's beautiful green country. We enjoy it all. And a lot of people want to take all of that away, the things, the ways that we enjoy the great outdoors because of this. And I just wonder if enough of us in Minnesota and North Dakota know what comes into our economy through oil and natural gas. Yes, we need all of them. You know, wind, coal, solar, all of those things. And I guess coal you could put in this conversation too, because it takes its share of shots as well. But we're going to talk to Ryan about that today and find out what that tax base looks like And with the, wow, what a swing in oil prices we've had the last couple of weeks. It was at one point up 75, 76 a barrel on WTI. Now we're back, I see today in early trading at 66. But what is all this doing to drilling activity? And is that going to mean greater income for the economy, lesser income from the economy? We're going to talk to Ryan about that. You can get your questions ready for that as well and join us on that conversation. We're also going to visit today. This is really one cool segment of this program. I'm excited to be on the show today because we got the Better Business Roundtable. Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, Chad Flanagan of iBailey, Tyler Leverington with Onstad Twitchell, and Kelly Schlatteroff of High Point Networks talking about the discussion on selling a business. And a lot of you, I know, have built businesses over time, whether it's a farming business, whether that's a manufacturing business, a bank, whatever you do. You built that up, but at some point you got to have that exit strategy. What is the next thing that happens when you start getting ready to sell? And the guys are going to walk us through some of those questions today. What do we do when we are thinking about selling our family-owned businesses? Maybe the kids don't want to follow in the family footsteps anymore. And so for those reasons, we're going to have those guys in talking about that today. When we come back, they'll want to hear from you in the farming community. Do you need the government programs? I want to hear what you think about that on What's in Your Mind when we come back.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. And then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Wind energy is North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. Wind energy, did you know, we just were talking about this in the last segment, about how much the energy sources contribute to our state's economy. Wind energy paid $10.6 million in property taxes in 2019, $10.6 million, and $19 million to landowners that same year. 26 counties, 1,000 landowners, and 3,400 employees stand united in wind energy. Wind energy, North Dakota's most abundant and permanent natural resource. For more information, visit ndforallenergy.org. Okay, so here's the question I want to know. As a farm kid, growing up, I love talking about what's happening in the farm community. I've got a buddy named Blair, and he farms west of the Fargo Metro, west of the valley a little bit. And we were talking about different things, and he said to me one time, he said, you know, a lot of farmers I talk to, he said, they feel like we could do this without the government programs helping farming. We should be business people held to the same standards. And this was not just him saying this. This was him kind of saying a collection of different people that had told him the same thing. And that got me thinking, because we hear a lot. It seems like when we hear about farming so many times, it's about a program that might be kicking in or some financing to help. And as a person who grew up and basically went to college and got a start in life because of the farm economy, I think a lot of farmers say, look, I'm not going to give up free money if it's given to me. But I may not necessarily need it. And I want to know, if you are in farming, do you feel like the government programs are necessary? Because apparently not everybody feels that they are. So I'd love to hear from you about that this morning. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennen, by the way, here on the program today. 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Kevin Flynn is here with me, Todd Mitchell as well. And Todd Mitchell, I think we now have to, I don't know, Kevin, is Todd's ego going to fit in the door here anymore after the honors coming his way?
Well, that was that question was asked years ago when they nicknamed him the Radio God.
I guess that's
so,
true.
So, you know, I think he's good. He's very unassuming, Todd Mitchell.
So, Todd, what's the story here? You're in the running for some grand poobah of Bismarck Media?
Yeah, grand poobah. That's the term they gave it, as a matter of fact. No,
okay.
Bismarck Tribune does a thing every so often with the best of the best, and somehow I managed to make the top five. A couple of our other iHeart people are in there as well, so I never mind losing to our brethren if I'm going to lose. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so Bismarck Tribune.
Well, I was just going to say, get your T-shirts and show your support at votefortodd.com.
No, vote for Todd.
I'm totally kidding. Have we got Vote for Todd T-shirts like Vote for Pedro?
With your vote, I'll send you a free...
There you go.
Against your knife.
Come on, a little grease here for the effort. A little something,
They also did a nice plug for our Fill the Bus school supply campaign that'll be coming up in about a little less than a month. So I've got to thank the Bismarck Tribune for that, as much as we might dog on them from time to time about their coverage when they do something right. So just covering one of our own events.
Fair is fair.
That's good, too. But, yeah, so when you see best of the best, you can vote for. And there's a variety of voting for, you know, your favorite chiropractor, your favorite car dealer, your favorite whatever. So there's tons and tons of voting you can do on there. But look for radio personality and feel free to – I'm not twisting your arm or anything, but feel free to click on Todd Mitchell. Just go ahead.
There you go. You know, this reminds me of the movie Major League, where Charlie Sheen's in the bar and – And the one dude, he sees his girl out with somebody else.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Charlie goes, you want me to take him out back and kick the bleep out of him? So we'll have to find out who the other people are on the list and take them out so that we improve our chances. But good on you, Todd. And people I know are nodding their heads saying, yep, Todd's the man. So good for you, and hope you win it.
It's all based on nominations from readers. So got to thank everybody who nominated me. Thank you so much.
I'm honored. Fantastic. All right. Okay, let's hit the phone lines here. The question that we've been asking this morning is, if you are in the farming community, how do you feel about the government programs? Do you feel like you need the assistance to make it through? You need the assurances, the insurances? Or do you feel like, you know what, we maybe don't need that. We can run our businesses on our own. Curious what your thoughts are on that. Let's start with Tom in West Fargo. Tom, you're on the show. Good morning.
Oh, you can go ahead and clear. I'll get him on here. Go ahead, Tom. What do you got going on? Tom, good morning.
Oh, okay. I started. A couple quick things. One, you better get those T-shirts ready. You could sell them at the Fargo air show. You get a lot of people buying those T-shirts for Todd.
Perfect. All right. I'll see if I can make it happen.
Awesome. Yeah, and the thing. So, though, I called in about a farm thing. I'm not a farmer, but I've known a farmer all my life from northeastern Minnesota. When he got out from serving his time in the Vietnam War, he got out in 1972, bought 120 acres in northeastern Minnesota, and he needed help to fence his land. So didn't think anything of it. I think it was a USDA loan at that time to fence the land. Since 72, every single year he has to be accountable to that, to the government, for how many cattle he produces, how many are born, what does he do, everything. He has regretted it since the day he did this.
Hmm. Interesting stuff. Yeah, Tom, thanks for giving a call. I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. There's a lot that needs to be documented. I was talking to a farmer not too long ago about going to get his crop loan for the year, and he was telling me the hoops they have to go through to basically prove that can repay the money, and they're asking questions about, you know, well, is your wife working? Should she be working too? And, you know, the number of questions you get asked just to get financing for a year. And I get it. I mean, there's risk out there in farming, but, boy, it's not an easy process. No question about that. Tom, thanks for giving us a call here this morning. Let's check in with Chad. Chad is on the program. Hey, Chad, good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Well, Todd, I hope you win. You know,
thanks, Chad.
You don't have a backstop for the farmers. You know, that's a very vital industry. In fact, that's probably an industry we can't afford to lose. If you look at the Canadians, the Canadian Wheat Board dictates the way they do things up in Canada. When they get too much of a crop, then they push it down to the United States, which pushes down the price what the farmer gets. Most farmers, basically, honestly, are what's out there right now are the good ones. A long, long time ago, a congressman named Colin Peterson was up in Hellock, Minnesota, and he sat there and said to the guys, he said, well, we're just going to have to, you know, let the bad farmers go away. And this lady stood up in the crowd and said, Colin, the good farmers are the only ones that are left. And that's
true. Yeah. Yeah.
And if we don't have these things, we can't get the young farmers in there to replace the old farmers. And the way the government that we have with the Democrats doing right now, where you can't pass the farm on to the family member, we got to have something to keep these farmers as a backdrop. I'm not trying to say that, you know, we should have a handout everywhere, but we could give a free cell phone to a guy that comes across the border illegally who's a felon. We should be able to give our farmers at least some help.
Yeah, Chad, good point. Same thing with plane tickets. I mean, if we're going to give plane tickets to people who come across the border, food vouchers, everything else who came into this country illegally, can't we take care of our own? That's a very fair point, Chad, and we appreciate you calling and making that here this morning. All right, Chad, that drops off. That opens up a line for you at 701-258-0550. What needs to be said about this conversation, the way we respect and treat our farmers? We'd love to hear your thoughts on this one as we continue along the way here today. It is time for us to
take a break.
Take a break. Absolutely. When we come back, Ryan Rauschenberger, North Dakota State Tax Commissioner, will be with us talking about the revenue that we're getting from fossil fuels and how that's changing in the ever-changing landscape of oil and natural gas production here in the state of North Dakota. Be back on What's on Your Mind right after this.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees. And you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have breaking news this hour from Texas.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Command and start. 2, 1.
Jeff Bezos' New Shepard rocket ship lifted off near Van Horn, Texas at 9:12 a.m. and has traveled to the uppermost atmosphere. Mark Bezos, his brother, Wally Funk, an 82-year-old pioneer of the space race,
and an 18-year-old student were aboard.
13 feet.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
Welcome back to Earth First Desk. Congratulations to all of you.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Some Santana today.
Birthday boy.
Yeah, 76 today.
Carlos there.
Carlos. Yeah, 76 today.
Wonder if he can still get it done with a guitar the good old days, you think?
Yep. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I just saw him on an internet deal where he's selling some version of the guitar that he plays. It's a Paul Reed Smith, but yeah. He's still
hard to believe that Supernatural disc was 22 years ago now.
Oh, I know.
Wow. Yeah. That hurts. Well, we were talking about our very own Todd Mitchell being up for awards. Talk about being number one. How about the University of Mary, ranked the number one nursing program in the nation, friends? In the nation for the second time in 3 years.
Good job.
No kidding. The University of Mary's nursing program has been recognized for its standard of excellence by nursing's national benchmarking service, Mountain Measurements. This isn't just like the three of us getting together and saying, like you, Mary. This is people who know what they're doing. The diligent oversight and expertise of the university's nursing faculty shows in the graduates' test results. Each nursing grad passed their certifying exam on the first try. The first try, 100% success rate. University is proud to receive this honor. It's even prouder of its top-notch nursing grads who continue that long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary. Each class of graduates at the University of Mary continues to live up to the School of Health Sciences' mission to prepare healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing.
Got to give a quick shout-out, too, to UMary. My friend Paige Ziegler, friend, is a former Frazee grad, is running track out at UMary.
All right.
And so over the weekend, we had the big water carnival going on and deal and stuff. And I said, how do you like it? She goes, oh, she just loves it. She loves the campus. She says, so beautiful out there. Loves the facility. Just can't say enough.
Yeah.
She's in physical therapy. Is going to be a physical therapist. Loves it. Just fan. Couldn't say enough good things about you, Mary.
Plus, as a college kid, 24-hour dining. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Have you been there? It's not just 24-hour dining, but I mean, it's really nice. I mean, these kids don't know the struggle of a college cafeteria. They got it made down there.
True. All right. Well, hey, we want to welcome to the program Ryan Rauschenberger, North Dakota State Tax Commissioner, here on the What's on Your Mind show. Steve Hallstrom filling in for Scott Hennen today. Ryan is here with us talking a little bit about what's happening with tax revenue from some of those fossil fuels that we know are so important to our economy. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Doing well. Doing very well.
Well, great to have you on the show. Thank you for taking time out of your day to do that. I thought of you when we were planning the show yesterday because I've always said that we really need to make sure that people know how important these industries are to our state's economy. And not that money's everything, but it's what we need to make a state economy run, being able to take care of people with the programs that are needed and the state funding that's important to our colleges and universities, our elders, social programs that, you know, there's a lot of them out there that we could maybe get away from, but a lot of them are needed, and we wouldn't be able to do that without things like oil and natural gas. And oil itself has come under fire from many for being, you know, the devil's juice or whatever you might hear, but it really is an important part of our economy with so many states and the tax revenue that comes in. And with the ranging in oil prices, I wondered how that is changing with that that tax revenue. So I'll just turn it over to you, Ryan, let you give us some information about what we need to know about the importance of this industry in our state.
Well, thanks, Steve, and I couldn't agree with you more. I was actually up in Mohall last Thursday for Bakken Cookfest, and I got to speak to a group of folks from that area and give a little talk about how important oil is, and you're right. It is important for your listeners to know just how important oil revenue and fossil fuels are to our state and to our economy, and I would, you know, I think it's almost unimaginable to comprehend what our state would look like without the development of the Bakken over the last, say, 10 to 13 years. I mean, it would look vastly different. We've collected billions and billions of dollars from the oil industry. And just to give a snapshot of how important it is to the state and state revenues, we'll just kind of set this up that, you know, our office this next biennium will likely collect about $9 billion. $4 to $5 billion of that will certainly come from the oil extraction tax. That's just the tax on oil when it comes out of the ground. So the production and extraction tax is the 10% tax on the gross value of oil that comes out of the ground. And when you think about that amount of money, so that's not even the sales to the hundreds of millions of dollars of sales tax that comes in from oil exploration or the income tax from employees and royalty income. You know, that's hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars more for the next 24-month budget cycle that we're in. So well over half of all of our tax revenue comes from oil. And the key is the oil tax, you know, that $4 to $5 billion I talked about, the actual extraction, the severance tax, is dedicated to K through 12 education. It goes to water projects across the state. The excess dollars go for the Heritage Fund. But also, the property tax relief that we have in place, the income tax relief that we have in place, would not be possible if we did not have oil supplanting our general fund with those income taxes and sales taxes that create a huge portion of our general tax base, in addition to what we get from the taxes from the extraction of oil. So I believe that of the lower 48 states, we have the most reliance. I'll kind of take Alaska out. They're a little bit of an anomaly.
Sure.
But when you look at the lower 48, you know, compared to Texas, which is number one oil producer, we're number two. But we have more reliance on oil than any other state, and on fossil fuels. And I will believe that till the day I die, as long as things stay the way that they're going. Because we have, you think about North Dakota compared to Texas, we're number two to Texas. And Texas has an economy 30 times the size of North Dakota. We have a multi-billion dollar industry that, you know, billions of dollars being invested every year in a state of 700, you know, with a population of 760,000 people. That is monumental. And
those are big numbers.
You think about the buildings that have been built. You know, it's just up at UND, the aviation school, the law school, the med school. But none of those would have been built without oil money really coming in 2011 and 2012 and 13. That is absolute fact.
Yeah. So if we take a look, and I'm going to ask you to guess just a little bit here. But if you took a look at what amount of money comes into the state as far as revenue from all of these fossil fuels, if you will, oil, natural gas, coal, if you put all that together, what are we talking about as far as an economic impact in our state?
Well, as you know, the economic impact also is tremendous. But and I think, you know, when you look at, you know, our GDP, everything else, I look at our sales tax base, which is pretty broad, right? I believe about a third of our sales tax base across the whole state is from oil inputs. And if that is in some way representative, you know, because we have 16 industries that we break down our, when we look at our sales tax base and analytics, my guess is around a third of that, and that might even be conservative, but around a third of that is directly, not even indirectly, but directly from oil inputs. And if you equate, and if you extrapolate that and apply that and say, oh, that's the job, that's the equivalent of jobs and everything, you know, a good potential third of our economy is dependent upon oil exploration and you know, put coal on top. That's not even including coal. Mm-hmm. Coal's been the steady eddy for a long time. You know, they for decades and still they're up there. They have the highest wages. You know, coal counties have the highest incomes of any county, you know, per capita. And that's tremendous. So you look at coal in the middle of the state, oil in the western part of the state, really helping fund the entire state. And remember, water projects, think about flood diversion. That would not happen without oil right now. The funding that's happened and yep. legacy fund money that's going off and paying in streams to help with flood diversion. None of that, you know, even for Minot, the flood protection money that's done up there. All those water projects come directly from oil in one, whether it's legacy fund or whether it's from the resources trust fund, which is water. And then social services, everything else, really, it's tremendous. I would say a good third.
Okay. So if we add up the impact of everything that we need for our state's economy, are we talking about 50, 55, 60% when you add up all the direct and indirect? Are we talking numbers like that?
Well, I think when you look at economic impact, it's a little different because they are a high capital intensive industry. So I wouldn't say that it's, you know, I don't have the direct, there's a study that the Petroleum Council does and I don't have it in front of me and they do a GDP output on that. I don't have that, those numbers in front of me.
Okay, fair enough.
But it's significant. I wouldn't say it's over half because of course we have major industries, we have agriculture, you know, we have manufacturing, everything else. But when you look at it, it's maybe a little deceiving because it's so capital intensive that it generates a lot of sales tax revenue too.
Right. Yeah, makes sense.
So I like it. So if you look at that and then look at the employment, I think a third is probably a safe range. Some might say more, some might say less, but using our tax revenue numbers, yeah, I'd say somewhere a third or more. You know,
yeah.
I could be pretty. I'm probably pretty conservative on that number. I don't want to shoot too high on it because we have to recognize the long standing base of, you know, agriculture throughout
yes.
the state.
Fair enough.
And
yeah,
and
absolutely.
Everything else. But it would be our state would look vastly different if we never would have cracked the code, not we, but the industry, it wouldn't have cracked the code on the Bakken. And it's billions of dollars. I mean, there was one year where we collected just $3.2 billion. 2014, we collected $3.2 billion from oil, just on oil tax, just one year.
Yeah,
and
that's
you know,
crazy.
When prices were over $100. So it is extremely mm-hmm. important. It touches every bit of state, you know, human services, education, water, you name it. Oil's helping pay for it.
Yeah, and Ryan, got to leave it there, but I say to the opposite side of that, so those that are convinced that climate change is killing everything, I say this, show me the proof where this industry in North Dakota is hurting things. Where is the massive fish kill in Sakakawea? Where have we lost farmland?
Exactly.
Those things just haven't happened. And there's a lot of theories out there, but the whole climate change thing is an unprovable theory and then nothing more. And so we got to keep this great state economy and all the products that make it go. Ryan, thanks so much for the time.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. Back with more on What's in Your Mind right after this.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us.
We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of Giant Seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like Fresh Baked Muffins for 99 cents, 2 Fresh Baked Cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell me about a splash pool.
Splash Super Pool is made in the United States. It's above ground. It's portable and used commercially all over the world. It's been very, very popular, especially in our climate with our customers. Last year, they were hard to get. They're going to be hard to get this year, but we have them in stock. And it's not too early to come in and get yours for this upcoming summer.
Find them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 online or in Bismarck, Grand Forks, and West Fargo. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom in for Scott Henin today. Glad to have you with us on the program. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell here as well. Daniel, Chris, and the team of many making sure things happen there as well. Dave, hang on the line. We'll get to you in just a minute. If you want to give us a call on the program, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Text Todd at 701-226-8503 or Chris at 701-352-8661. You can also email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Well, I'm up fairly early in the day. I do the morning drive news program at the Flag in Fargo. And so I'm up fairly early. So right about now, I start thinking about lunch. And Kevin, I know you've been up to the PetroServe USA on 12th Avenue in Fargo. And their pulled pork sandwiches are fantastic.
Yeah, actually, I've had a chance to stop at like four different ones. My go-to is the one in Glendon. I'm always on the, it's right on the way home.
Yep.
Which is awesome. And I know today they've got, because I checked yesterday, they got chicken pot pie today.
Oh, nice.
So, and they do homemade chicken pot. They're fantastic. Wow. All the PetroServe USA kitchens are scratch kitchens.
Well, that's the thing. You think about gas
not a
station
convenience
food,
store. No.
And you think about stuff that's crusty. It might have been there. You could carbon date some of that food, right?
Truly.
But not the stuff they're doing at PetroServe USA. They're making it up fresh from scratch every day. So today, the special of the 12th Avenue Fargo store, pulled pork sandwiches. West Fargo Main Avenue, they're serving up the homemade meatloaf. In Harwood at 310 Dakota Avenue, meatballs. Valley City, hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. You get your choice there. Glendon is chicken pot pie, and in North Fargo at NP Avenue, tater tot hot dish. So some good stuff coming up today at PetroServe USA. Stop in there, get some food you'll feel good about. You'll love the price, and you'll love the taste, and how you feel afterwards, too. Good food there at PetroServe USA. All right, 9:51 here for those in the central time zone, and let's go back to the phone lines. Dave in Bismarck is with us, and Dave wanted to talk about farming. The question we're asking today is, if you are in the farming community, how do you feel about the government programs that assist farmers? Do you feel like they're needed, or, like some have told me, we could get by without them? Dave in Bismarck, thanks for holding. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is Gabe. Not Gabe. Sorry, Gabe.
Okay.
That's fine. I just wanted to talk about the perspective and let you know there are those of us out here that are farming and ranching without taking part in any government programs. Now, I want to make this perfectly clear. Early on in my career, I did take part in some of the programs that were offered. But then I really came to the realization that if I'm going to truly run a profitable business, I can't be in the mindset of the monoculture production standard that is agriculture today. Realize that most farmers and ranchers, they take operating notes in order to put the crop in every year.
Right.
Well, that lending institution is going to dictate to them that, hey, they take part in revenue insurance. So most cropping decisions are based on them, the amount of money they can receive through revenue insurance. Well, I realized that that was really holding me back from running a successful business. So we dropped out of all government programs. I haven't taken part in a government program for years. My son, who's 33 years old, he's been farming 11 years, the past three on his own. He has not accepted a single penny of government payments in his lifetime. Even though he could, for instance, here with the COVID pandemic, he got a call and saying, hey, you could sign up for a PPP loan and get this more or less just from the government. And he refused, because just because you can doesn't mean you should. How are we as a society going to get out of this debt if we keep taking government handouts? And let's be honest with it, things like PPP more or less were a government handout. But by not taking part in the government program, that has caused him to be a very astute business person, where now he makes all farming and ranching decisions like they should be, based on profitability, not on yield. And he hasn't had to borrow any money. He doesn't have to take out operating notes. He's
able
to
great
farm
story.
And ranch on cash.
Yeah, so Dave, thanks a lot.
There's others out there like him that are doing that. So I just want the
urban
people to realize that.
Yeah, we got you, Dave. Thank you. Sorry, we just got to move along. We had Hal, who is online too. Hal, welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Good morning, Steve. Great to hear you.
I took
my brother to Charlie Kirk last week. My brother had farmed his whole life, and kind of on the way, he's explaining some of the taxation that the federal government's considering now. And he had talked to his accountant, and they figured out between the stepped up basis and the increase in capital gains that they're having, that their taxes would go up about 61% for anything that you wanted to sell. So in the midst of I told Charlie Kirk, in the midst of the worst drought in the history in this area, we're looking at getting hit like this. And he came back at me and said, well, the Biden administration is an old friend of the farmer. He would as soon get rid of the farmers, who are very independent type people.
Yes.
And just be able to import all the food
yes.
that we would need in this country.
Thank you, Hal. Got to leave it there just because we're up against the clock, but thank you. Coming up in the next hour, it's the Better Business Roundtable. All kinds of great stuff from the business community. Stay tuned for that coming up next on What's On Your Mind.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.